Okay, we're on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Top. Tanya Nami Hochi. Rivon Beboinim Shunit Pasim Besochi De Dibra. But Bryce also says that in order for the subsequent people to become the Zirim, they have to send Va'ani Toche De Dibra of the first one. Misha Omar Hareini Nozer Vishoma Chaveiro Vishoke De Dibra Va'omar Va'ani. Who also bechaveru mutter? If he waited after kedei dibur, so then the person who made the nazirus is asher, and the person who said vani isn't connected. The kama kedei dibur kedei shol talmud l'rav shalom alecha rebbe. Okay, rivon who asher harishon shomer hareini nazir vasheni shomer vani mutter v'vishishoa kedei dibur. If he said it tokedei dibur, then the first one's naziris is chal on him too. Lema misayele, right? Let's say that this is a proof to this inyan. Misha omar hareini nazir, the shoma chaveru v'omar v'ani, the sulo, master from the mission, is only possible three people. Otherwise, it's past tokedei dibur of the first one. Mercy's low. Tana ki ruchul alechoshev aleisel. Maybe it applies to more than that. Except the Tana is not going to go and tell me 15 million different things. Tell me two. That's it. Mercy says, well, listen, Echad, if that's the case, just tell me one. Vani. Why need a second Vani? Lishma'ina and Hani. Hachinami. Mishim diktani seifa. Hutur harishon. Hutur kulon. Hutur haachron. Haachron mutur. Vakulon asurin. Mechlal diiko emtsoi. Mishim hachik tani vani vani. Because of the seifa. There we have to have a talking about three people. So there should be an Emtsoi and an Achron. So therefore, mention two. But Enochanami didn't have to mention two. One would be enough, and two is Lav Dafka. Could be 1,002. There's no Rai from here. Yvon, Lem Messayele, Mishom Hareni Nozer, Vishom Chaver of Amra Vani, Vani, Umidlok Tani Elahanach Train, two after the first one. Be more than that, it would be more than tokedei dibur of the first one. It has to all have to be tokedei dibur of the first one. And that's why it said only two, because the third one would be too far away. Mehachalom esayelei. Someone says no, it's no raya from here. The bedin who the havi le meimer ad meya, could be 100 people could do it. Doesn't have to be tokedei dibur. Elalav urche the tana ki ruchle the mechazer al arayos bepragmatia shelo v'chuchu machri zumona yeshli machtin v'kosos v'koros hachinami leisha v'leisha. Why does the tana have to go and say unnecessary things? It doesn't tell you everything. It tells you what's necessary. So enough, one or two would be enough. Mora wants to know how come one is not enough. But two is enough. The ilav mishum the dafka lisni chad v'sulo. So Mora says no. If it wasn't dafka two, then just say one, and I'll know from one that 100 are the same thing. Lashma'inen ha'achi, someone says lav dafka havi besolchi dibur, and I'll know that it's lav dafka besolchi de dibur. Ein hachinami, someone says el mishum de la mashkachas bo emtsoi, because in the sefer we have to be talking about a rishon and achron and emtsoi, so you can't have an emtsoi unless there's three people involved, the guy who did it and the or whatever. Therefore it said two. But Enochanami really could have said one, and really it means up to 100. There's no raya from here. Iboyelahu. Chad bechavre mitvis, or dilma bekama mitvisi. How does it work? The first one said, I'm a nazir, and the second one said, vani. Now the third one, who is he matvis in? He's going back to the original one, so it has to be tokedei dibur of the original one. Or no, he's going back to the one before him. Since the guy before him is a Nazir, he's saying, Vani, I want to be like the guy before me. So it only has to be tokedei dibur of the guy before him. Okay. Till now, we've obviously said that it had to be tokedei dibur of the first one. Now it could be not. Could be it has to be tokedei dibur of the one immediately before you. L'may nafkamina, latfuse omezel. If you can keep going on indefinitely, as long as the one after is tokedei dibur of the one before, is good enough. Or no, if it has to all have to be tokedei dibur of the first one, then you can only have three people, two more than the first one. I amris chad bechavrei mitvish mit thashin va'azlin la'olam. Could do it. There's no limit. could have 1,000 people saying va'ani, one after the other. The Amris become a mitvasi, but if they all go back to the first one, tvei michdei dibur lo mitvasina, then more than Shalom Alecha Rebbe, more than three, you can't have. Let's see, Rav Yivan. Iboyelu, chad b'chavrei mitvas, v'lo kerei shlokish, v'afilo ad meya mitvas in lo shlokish. Not like what Shlokish said, that they all have to be tochedei dibur of the first one. Okay, toshma, hareini nozer, v'shome chaveiru, v'omer v'ani, and then again another one, v'ani, v'sulo, midi. Right? So you see that it's only three. Shema minah, b'kamahu, the mitvasi. Otherwise, why would it say, what's it called, only two? Could have 1,000. Mercer says, no. Diesel kadait echad v'chavrei mitvas, lishnei tuva, let it say a lot of them. V'ani, tana ki ruchle lichosh v'lezel, same thing we said before. Tana didn't say more than that because there's no necessity to say more. You know one and you know all. Mercer says, v'lishnei chad, if that's the case, and only say one, why say two altogether? V'lishma'in and kulu, Isaac, tani hutur harishon, hutur kulon, hutur achron, achron mutur, v'kulon asurin, michlau di'ikam tsoi, mishum hochik tani v'ani v'ani. Same thing we said before. Right, that's was no raya. The fact that it says two is lavdafka. I could have said one. No, but I had to say a case where in the sefer we could say there's an emtsoy, there's a middle one, so it said dafka where there's three people involved. Toshma vani vani midlok toni tvei shmami no da hainu tam shebekama matvis. And since it didn't say more than two extras, it means that it all go back to the first one. Okay, let's go on. Toshma hutur harishon. Hutru kulon. If the first one became mutter, then all of them became mutter. Now that works out no matter which way. If they're all matvis on the first one, so once the first one becomes mutter, there's nothing left for them. Right? They're retroactively, they're also mutter. If it's what's it called, each one is on the one before, so the second one was a nazir because of the first one. But if the first one's not a nazir, then the second one's not a nazir. Then the third one's not a nazir either because he was because of the second one. So either way, that'll work out. Hutru kulan. Rishon hudisharu. That's mashma. Only if the first one became mutter, then all of them are mutter. Emtsoilo. But if the middle one became mutter, right, then, what's it called? No. Shmami no bekam matvisa. They're all going back to the first one, right? So, and therefore, the third one, even if the second one becomes mutter, is still going to be aser, because he goes back to the first one. He's not dependent on the second one. Mara says, "Ein malach la'olam chad b'chavrei mitvus." No, could be that each one is also because of the one before him. But Ayi the boy mishne hutru kulon, right? Since it wanted to say hutru kulon, the itana emtsoi ikarishon lo mishteri. It wanted to just say a case where all of them are mutter. So that's why it said, if the first one was mutter, all of them are mutter. But if it was talking about the middle one, then not all of them are mutter because the first one's still also. So therefore, it wanted to say kulad mutarim. So it had to say a case where the first one was mutter. If the second one was mutter, the last one would be mutter too, and the first one would not be mutter. Mishum hachitani rishon. Okay. Raivan rishon udishari kolomer mishum rishon dishari ishtaru namikulu ha im hutter emtsoi lo yeh mutter achron shulamate himenu. Mashma, only if the first one became mutter are the other ones mutter. But if the second one would become mutter, the third one would still be asur because he went back to the first one, not to the second one. Shema mino the time of having mishum to become a mitvei shulmasin. So we learn from here that they all go back to the first one. Where it says no, la olam ei malach chad bechavrei mitvus. Everybody goes to the one before him. The chihuter and tsoi huter nami achron enochanami. If the second one become mutter, the third one would also be mutter, even though the first one would not be mutter. V'had lo k'tani lo mishum below efsher. The idea the boy the misneki hutur rishon hutur kulon, since it wanted to say hutur rishon kutur kulon mishum shim ein rishon ein emtsoi vein achron, because if the first one's not there, then nobody's there either way. If they all are dependent on him, so he's mutter. If they're dependent one on each other, the second one who was only osir because of the first one is not osir anymore. So the third one's not osir either. The itani emtsoi, however, if it said the emtsoi, the middle one. It couldn't say all of them are mutter because the first one would still be osir. The ha'ika rishon lo mishteri. Toshma hutur ha'achron ha'achron mutter v'kulan asurim. If the last one became mutter, only the last one is mutter, and everybody else before him is mutter, is osir. Right? Delo ika achrina basrei. Right? That's only because there's nobody after the Achron. So Hutar Achron, only he is Mutar, and everybody else is Osir. Right? Avo Emtsoi di Ika Achrina Basre, Mishteri. Mashma, what's it called though? That if it would be the middle one, who has somebody after him, then not only he would be Mutar, but even the ones after him would be Mutar. Right, meaning that what's it called, that each one is dependent on the one before him, not on the first one, because the first one's still Osir. It's only the middle one that became Mutar. Shema minoa chad bechavrei mitvus. So you see from here that they depend on the one before them, not on the first one. Mara says, la'olam emaloch bekama mitvusin. Enochanami, what's it called, they all go back to the first one. Umay achron diktoni emtsoi. And what does the achron mean? Any middle one is achron. Why? The idea, Tana Rishon, Tana Achron, since it said Rishon, said Achron. But Achron means anybody, what's it called, who is after, has somebody after him, and somebody before him, so he's an Achron, only he becomes Mutter, and the people after him, not the people before him. Toshma, the Tanya Behedya, we have a Befeirish Abraisa that answers this question. Hutter Harishon Hitru Kulan. If the first one became Mutter, they all become Mutter. And he gets no right to anything, because that works either way. Hutter Ha'achron Ha'achron Mutter V'Kulan Asurim. If the last one became Mutter, only he's Mutter, and everybody else is Osir. Now it says, Beferish in the Braisa, Hutter Emtsoi, Hemenu Lamata Mutter. Anybody after the middle one is Mutter. So clearly, right, that they don't go back to the first one, but they go to the one before them. So the final answer that Eino Chanami, it doesn't go back to the first one, each one, and therefore what Rish Lakish said, that they all have to be Tokei Deidibra, the first one doesn't apply. They just have to be Tokei Deidibra, the one before them. So you could have a string of 1,000 of them, as long as they're Tokei Deidibra, the one before them. Mivon. Midikomer ha'achra muta v'kulan asurim, afilu oso shitfisu la'achra shlishi. Even the one who then come after him, right? Mashma, he's still Osir. Shema minod bekama mitvusin. That the fourth one goes back to the first one. So even though the Achron, the third one is Mutter, the fourth one will still be Osir. That's what's Mashma. Umishum hachi lo mishtaru. Amarle mehocha lekala mashem midi. The hocha mari de lek achrin about day. There's nobody else. Vahadik omer vekulan asurim. I'm sorry, varishin koi. Kulan asurim means going back on the first ones. Mashma, though, there'll be a middle one who has one after him. Kolomar, de ilo daikus mino the high gisa, dok mino the idach gisa. If you don't want to be medaik this way, be medaik the other way. Midikomar ha'achron mutter, since it says ha'achron mutter, the kulan asurin, the lek achrina bahadei. Right? That's only talking where there's nobody after him. Michlal, de I hutter emtsoi, de isli achrina bahadei. But if there will be somebody after him, the middle one, the Ishtrin Namiyahu Basra, the Mitvus Beit, then the no one after him would also be Mutter. The Achron is Mutter only alone because there's nobody after him. But if there would be somebody after him, meaning he'd be a middle one, then that one would also be Mutter. So you see, they're Matvis, one and the other, not back to the first one. Mishmamino, the Chad Bechavrei Matvis. Lola Meimelo Bekama Mitvus. The High Achron, the Kamer Hainu Emtsoi. Achron means Emtsoi. Anybody, what's it called, who is, after the first one, the Kamer Lachod Afilu Shel Achron Lahuter Mishum the Bekama Mitvusin, and what's it called? Anybody even after him is not Mutter, because they go back to the first one. V'Hai the Kamer Lay Achron. So why do you call him Achron? Lav Dafka Ela Aydin Tana Rishon Tana Achron. Achron means a later one, not the last one. Okay, right, we have that. We have what's it called? Godel Ye Kovad Abayis Hazeh Achron Nin Harishon. Even though, what's it called, the Bayesheni wasn't the Achron, there's going to be a Bayeshlishi. Achron means the later one, right? Not the last one. Right. We had it last week's Sedra. Lo Yaminu Lekol Ha'osa Rishon, Yaminu Lekol Ha'osa Achron, 2 weeks ago, Sedra. Ha'achron. And Lo Yaminu Gam L'Shnei Al-Osa Elu, then the third one. So Mashal, the second one, could be called Achron too. Toshma, the Tanya Behedya. Hutter and Tsoi, Hutter Lamartum Mutter, Behainu Achron. Shmamino, the Chol Chad, Bechad, Bechavri, Mitvish, Shmamino. So this price is conclusive that everybody is Nitvish on the person before him, and they don't all go back to the first one, and therefore all you need is Tokedei Dibur of the one right before you.